Communication of information by, in, to, or through this show, and your receipt or use of it, one, is not provided in the course of and does not create or constitute an attorney-client relationship. Two, is not intended as a solicitation. Three, is not intended to convey or constitute legal advice. And four, is not a substitute for obtaining legal advice from a qualified attorney. You should not act upon any such information without first seeking qualified professional counsel on your specific matter. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon show communication.
WKCS Falcon Radio now presents In Session, a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WKCS. This program provides educational information about different areas of law and features Knoxville lawyer and Fulton graduate Jed McKean. If you have any questions about today's show, they can be emailed to wkcs@knoxschools.org or insessionradio@gmail.com. Now, let's go in session.
Welcome to WKCS 91.1 FM Falcon Radio. This is Ben Miller here with Tanea Gist and Marquint Casby for another episode of In Session with Jed McKeon, Knoxville lawyer and Fulton graduate.
Okay, so for the past two episodes, we've been talking about the personal injury process. And this is typically when you get involved in a car accident and you've been injured and you're trying to recover money, typically from the insurance company for the other driver. So you've been rear-ended, somebody else is responsible for the accident, they have insurance, and you've been in contact, so let's say it's State Farm, and you've been in contact with State Farm to try to get compensation for your injuries, for your medical bills, for your pain and suffering. So what we've talked about in the last two episodes is what happens on the day of the accident, getting information from the other driver, documenting what has happened so far in the accident, the damage to the vehicle, taking pictures, writing down where you were going, coming from, where you were going to. And then as you go, the year goes along, you have 1 year to file a lawsuit, negotiations with the insurance company, what that entails, giving a statement, going to see the doctor to make sure you're okay. And once you finish that treatment, we got through, well, you've either settled the case or you're coming up on your 1 year time frame to file the lawsuit. And you're actually, you haven't been able to agree to anything with the insurance company, and you're actually having to file a lawsuit, not against the insurance company, but against the other driver.
So what do you have to do to file a lawsuit?
Okay, so when you actually have to go through the process of filing a lawsuit, people think it's this terrible thing and you're doing something wrong. But actually, all it is having an attorney draft up a few pieces of paper, usually 5 to 8 pieces of paper, documenting what happened in the car accident, whose fault it was, and that you're entitled to compensation for that injury. And that document is what attorneys call a complaint. And all you do with that document is you go and you take it to the courthouse and you file it with the clerk's office. And that usually there is a cost associated with filing a lawsuit, and it's typically from $150 to $250.
You've been listening to WKCS 91.1 FM radio.
Welcome back to In Session with Jed McKeon. Next, we're going to talk a little bit more about what a complaint is.
So, in this complaint, how much money do I ask for or can I ask for?
That's an excellent question. And the answer is you can ask for as much money as you want. Now, a lot of people, you'll hear in the news about people asking for $1 million for getting burned by a cup of coffee at McDonald's. And that is considered, people are being sue happy and asking for too much money. Well, in reality, they are never going to very rarely get the amount of money they ask for in the complaint. They're probably not going to get $1 million, but you can't get any more money than what you ask for. So what attorneys do is they ask for a higher number, fully expecting that they will generally get some number lower than that. So if you're hurt, Tanea, okay, and you have $10,000 in medical expenses, well, if you only ask for $20,000, you will never get more than $20,000. But if you ask for 40, you might get something above 20,000. You might get 25, you might get 30. So you don't know. But what if you're still going to the doctor? You may have more medical expenses, and your attorney doesn't know how much those medical expenses are. So the attorneys tend to err on the side of a higher number in case you have more medical expenses that you incur after the complaint gets filed.
So I do have another question. I know that some accidents are on the news or are on the newspaper. How does that get to be on the news or newspaper?
Okay, generally, when a lawsuit gets filed, no one knows that. There is no one who's going to notify the news that something like that gets filed, unless you're suing the city or the county, because those are considered high-profile cases, and people like to read about that. But if you sue Ben for injuring you in a car wreck for $10,000, let me tell you, nobody really cares what's going on in that case except for you two. So it's very unlikely that that will ever be in the news or that it will ever go to the newspaper. I've tried cases and gotten judgments before of $50,000. Nobody ever knew about it. It was never in the news. It was never in the newspaper. Nobody really cares except the people who are involved in the case.
I do have one more question.
Sure.
So have you had a case where it was on the news or it was in the newspaper?
I have had a case that was in the news and the newspaper. There was a unfortunate case where a lady was on drugs, not in Knox County, but in Claiborne County, and drove into a 17-year-old boy who was coming home from school and killed him. And that ended up going to a jury, and the jury awarded over $1 million against the lady, and she's still in jail to this day. Of course, you know, they didn't collect all that money because she didn't have that much, but that was in the newspaper and the news because it was a big deal, and you know, a boy lost his life in the car accident. That was a few years ago, but that was the highest jury verdict ever in the history of Claiborne County, highest ever. And so that was newsworthy and was in the news, and I think it was on the front page of the News Sentinel.
So I guess bringing it back to what a complaint is, what else is contained within a complaint? You obviously have the dollar amount that you're suing for, but what else can you include, or what else needs to be included within that complaint?
That's a good question. And what is included in a complaint is just a little bit of information about the person suing, considered the plaintiff, where he lives, what his name is, what happened as far as the accident. So-and-so was rear-ended on this road on this day, that they sustained injuries, whether it be to their back or their arms or their legs or their head, and that that person is responsible for it, the other driver's responsible, and that they should pay X number of dollars, $50,000, $100,000, a million, whatever the case may be. That is essentially it. And the law actually says to keep a short statement of the facts and what is requested. So they don't want, attorneys are known to be wordy and talk a lot, but the law is trying to get them to be short and to the point whenever they draft out a complaint.
You've been listening to In Session with Jed McKeon. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Broadcasting live from Fulton High School, this is Falcon Radio 91.1 FM, WKCS, Knoxville.
I'm a third grade teacher.
I'm a school bus driver.
I am a parent.
I am a teacher's aide. And I agree to be identified
as a caring adult who pledges to help bullied students.
I will listen carefully to all students who seek my help
and act on their behalf
to put an immediate stop to bullying.
I will work with other caring adults to create a safe
learning environment for all the students in my school.
In my school.
In my school.
In my school.
I'm Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students in Tennessee. One caring adult can make all the difference. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
Bully free. It starts with me.
Visit NEA.org/bullyfree. A message from the Tennessee Education Association.